Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all for tuning in and joining us again tonight. So last week's episode was on the topic of the great comfort for the elderly. And tonight, Pastor Fergus is going to be speaking and teaching about sowing the good seed and will be working in the book of Matthew. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess, and good evening to all of you out there this evening. And yes, we're going to be working in the Gospel of Matthew, the book of Matthew, and we're going to be talking about seed. And why did this come to me? Well, I want to share a little bit what happened to us last Saturday, as our ministry every Saturday goes into the streets of London with teams, and we go and pray for the homeless, the lost, the alcoholic, the drug addict, the prostitute, police officers, and or anybody else. In fact, two young ladies at Costa's Coffee with Jess's dad and I, we led them to the Lord as we were ordering our coffee. But it's good seed. And what I want to talk about is we also get a lot of refusals, don't we, Jess? In fact, I was quite heavily abused this last Saturday, which was in the embankment area of London, knew that no London, and I didn't appreciate it. But the Lord said to me, you sowed the seed, and you know what happens. Another one will water, Jess, and who gives the increase? It's God. So we carry on sowing the seed. We don't get disappointed. We do sometimes. We feel, you know, we spoke to 20 people and only four gave their lives to Jesus. We feel we've failed. No, we haven't failed. We've got four people, and that's what counts. The lost sheep, the lost coin. So before we go any further, let me pray with you, and then we'll get into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this program. We thank you for our host, Rob Rowe, and we thank you for his openness to letting us come on to his radio station, or it's God's, but he's the servant, for Jess and I to come and share with you. So we give you all the praise and all the glory in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah. Amen, Jess. All right, so I'm gonna kick off with the scripture the Lord gave me, and then we're going to go back to it. It's a parable, obviously. And in verse 38, so we're in Matthew chapter 13, verse 38. The Lord Jesus speaking says, the field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. Okay, so that's what the Lord gave me. And going back now to the beginning of the parable, the Lord speaking. I'm going to read just one or two of the verses, and then we'll set the table, you see, and then we can go in from there. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field. Now, that's what we do. That's what you should be doing, sowing good field, seed in the field. Now, I'm not a farmer, but I've got my family farms, actually. Most of my family, not all of them. And I know what it is to plant, my family particularly does maize. So I know that they plow the fields, put the fertilizer in, then they come with the seed sower, put in the seed, cover the seed so the birds don't eat it, and then they pray for rain because it's a big farm, it's big fields. But they don't really know just what's going to come up. Nobody's guaranteed anything. Okay, so that's what I believe the Lord is showing us here with sowing, okay? But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. What is a tare? Well, in modern day English, a tare is a weed. Mm-hmm. Right? Wheat can't produce anything. It's just a weed. Wheat, well, that gives us a lot of things. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So what happens here now is the weeds and the, let's use the word maize, or here it's wheat, came up together. At the beginning, Jess, you can't see the difference because there's no head. You know, wheat has a head, right? Maize has a cob, right? So they're both thin green shoots. You don't know, okay? So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servants said to him, do you want us to go and gather them up? So the enemy came in. And who's the enemy? Yeah. Satan, Lucifer, the devil. I'm going to come back to that one just now about the churches. We use the churches as an example today. But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and at that time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Wow, this is a tough one, Lord. Jesse's talking about hell. I mean, where can you only burn? It's in hell, yeah. And the wheat, that's us. We're going to the barn, or we're going to the Lord's house. That's what's been revealed to me. Okay, you got that.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about an enemy. So as I said to you earlier, and believe me, I believe in church. We have a church. We don't have a church. We have a fellowship. But we come together every Sunday, every Wednesday for prayer, every Thursday for prayer, every Monday I'm sitting with Jess. So I know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, I don't know everything, Jess, but I know. So you get new Christians that the evangelist finds, which is me, predominantly because that's what I am. I am also an ordained pastor, but I am an evangelist. So I bring in the new grain, the new seed, which I've sowed by the grace of God. But now, if this young seed comes in, Jess, and the doctrine of that particular ministry is not correct, they're going to raise weeds. You cannot raise wheat or grain with false doctrine. So you're going to have the good folk in amongst the weeds. And that is what's so worrying, because that's why the Lord said when his workers, he's edifying the worker, yeah, he's sharing the worker, said, come, we go and pull them all up. He said, no, because you won't know the difference. Surely, if you've got the Word of God sitting on your lap and you're reading the Bible, Jess, and some pastor gets up and makes a thing totally contradictory to the Word of God, you're going to read it, aren't you? Aren't you going to say, hang on a second, what that pastor, I don't care how esteemed he is. I don't care how famous he is. I don't care if he's a Sadducee or a Pharisee. You've got to say, hang on a second, sir, what you're saying is not in the Bible. If he gets offended, well, you've got to get up and walk out, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
So the wheat's coming out now, but the tear stays. And that's what you've got to be careful. That's why I exhort my ministry, our ministry, under the auspices of the Lord Jesus Christ, to read the Word of God. And that's one thing Jess does know, that her pastor, which is me, comes from the Word of God. Otherwise, she can't walk with me, and I fully agree with her. Because you can't, if we preach the Word of God, Jess, and stick on the Word of God, we're on safe ground, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people can get angry because, oh, that's very hard, Pastor Buck. And then I'll just say, well, go and read chapter X, Y, Z, and verse 3, 4, 2. You can't argue with me. You can't argue with God then.
Yeah.
You know what? What's the old adage, Jess? I didn't write the Bible. I just preach it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So you've got a problem with what I'm saying tonight. Any of you? Read the Bible and then go to God. And then also, if you want to take it further, Jess always puts our website address, drop us a line. We're waiting for you to answer us out there. We haven't got all the answers. Maybe what you want to share will help us. But you see, in verse 29, he says, but he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Now, there's the other parable when the sower throws the seed onto the ground, it falls in good soil, stony soil, rocky soil. Okay, that's the growth of a person that's given his life to Jesus. This is different. Here we're talking about a harvest. We're talking about people that have heard the Word of God, that are growing. But he says this in verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest, at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers. You see, what is this telling me? That we serve such a gracious God. He's going to give us more time. He's going to give us more time. Yeah, I'll go to church. Okay, Jesse, you go to church, but you're behaving totally opposite to what the Word of God says during the week, right? But he doesn't want to put you in the fire yet, which I'm coming to. He's going to give you time. So you come back to church. We had an incredible meeting last night, which I'm not going to share, on Sunday morning, because the Holy Spirit fell. People got convicted, people repented. That's a word you don't hear anymore, Jess, in church, do you? You're doing this ministry, by the way. It starts with me. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So, he's gracious, loving. But then he says, let both grow together until harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. You know, we serve a gracious, loving God, but we serve a holy, righteous God. He's a judge. He's a king. And we're all sinners, saved by grace through faith. So that we know that. There's two sitting here talking to you. But we've given our lives to Jesus, and when we do mess up, and Jess and I do mess up, we repent. We come back to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. I mean, we don't mess up like we used to mess up. But these that don't repent, or these, which is even more concerning for me, Jess, is the ones that have given their lives to Jesus, know the Word of God, and turn back to the old ways. You know, the Bible says it's a rough one as well, eh? Like a dog, they return to their vomit. Yeah. That's the tear. And that tear has no future, because that tear is bundled, tied up, and thrown into the fire. What's he talking? Where's fire? I just said to Jess just now, fire is hell. That's where you're going. So I'm talking about here the analogy. It's Christians I'm talking to. But the others are going into the barn. Where's that? That's heaven, to be with Jesus in the temple forever and ever. So, brothers, you've got time. I mean, if you've got loved ones that are going to church and you know they're sinning, or they're living in sin, or they're behaving totally contrary, as I said, during the week to what they go to church, or your pastor, there's another one now, we'll get them on the line now, Jess. If he's teaching and preaching something that is not in the Word of God, you've got to call him out. Well, Pastor Buchan, geez, who am I to go and speak to so-and-so? Well, let me tell you something now. Do you want to be a tear, or do you want to be wheat? Do you want to be a weed, or do you want to be a wheat? I read something lovely the other day, Jess. Johnny Cash, and I love gospel music, and I believe that's going to be the music in heaven. You know, that's what I believe. He made a statement when he was quite young, and Johnny Cash messed up many times in his life. We know that. I love his music. And he made the statement when he was a young man, under 30 still. He says, being a Christian is not for sissies. It takes a man to serve Jesus Christ. I love that. Or a woman. Okay. In other words, I'm not going to go down that road. I know my friends do this. I'm not doing that. If they start this kind of thinking, when I'm sitting with them, I'm speaking to Jess now, she's a young lady, she get up and walk out. Because you're not a tear. So, God gives us time. Speak to your family, especially the ones that are not saved, especially the ones that think they're saved. But they're actually a tear. Warn them, because at the end, there's no comeback. That's one thing about the Lord. He can't go back in his word. He can't say, oh, well, Suzanne was such a lovely girl. Okay, we won't burn her. We'll keep her, but the others, you can. No, no, they're all going. Be warned. But keep sowing good seed like we do every Saturday. We go into the streets on the way home from Wimbledon, by the way, on the way to Wimbledon. Joanne, my wife, and I left the teams in the embankment, Trafalgar Square, and I found two more. One outside the station and one outside a lovely shop called Ellie's. I'm not promoting Ellie's, by the way. It's a big department store. And I said, hang on, Joe. We can pray for him. So we put good seed out. If he doesn't finish the race, is it my fault, Jess? No. What did I do? I sowed. Right. So be encouraged. Let's have a word of prayer,
yeah,
and trust this has touched you today. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we've got to be sowers of good seed and never stop. I thank you, Father God, for your word, which is true, just, and faithful. That is our cornerstone or our capstone. It's our foundation. It's a better word. We go to and we check up on our pastor when he preaches. Is it the word of God he's bringing? We thank you, Father God, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Till next week.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for sharing that with us. And thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our new prayer email address. And it's mmi.londonprayer@gmail.com. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.